Blog Talk Radio.
There is a place in me that no one but you can see, and in that place I'm really insecure. I've been hurt before by men, but I'm sure you understand. Every tear I've cried, but you've cried a million more. How can I get back to where my smile I had was real? I'm desperate for your touch, and I miss your voice so much. I'm longing for your presence.
Became a target for the lies and tricks of Satan. She spent 15 years residing in the drug and prostitution subcultures, wrestling with strongholds implanted in her childhood. God came after his lost sheep and revealed himself to her while she was in active addiction. She met God in that place. And on the seventh day of the eighth month of the year 2000, God delivered Anisha from a $300 to $400 a day crack cocaine habit and began restoring her to sanity. Since leaving the streets, Anisha has graduated summa cum laude 4 times with degrees in computer application technology, business studies, a master's of business administration, and a master's of social work, which she completed on the King Chavez Parks Future Faculty Fellowship. Ms. Freeman is also a certified alcohol and drug counselor. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Anisha wrote and developed a cognitive restructuring and resocialization program entitled The Lies That Bind, The Legacy of the Lock. The program is based on the work of several experts in the fields of neuroscience and psychology. The program also utilizes concepts from computer programming, as the mind operates like a computer. Anisha brings the three disciplines together under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and introduces people to the lies that Satan planted in their unconscious minds as children. She is anointed to instruct people on how to reprogram their minds to think in accordance to God's word. Anisha is also well known secularly as a lecturer, as well as a prolific minister of the gospel. She is also a columnist for the Grand Rapids Times newspaper. Would you join me in welcoming Anisha Kim? Praise God. Sister Anisha, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm honored to be asked to be on Naomi's Daughter today.
Well, we are honored to have you. And especially during this time, during the time of this recording, we have the privilege of talking to you right after two milestones in your life. Would you like to tell us about those?
Sure. August the 6th, I turned 51. And on August the 7th, I celebrated 15 years clean, 15 years in recovery from drugs and alcohol. And
Great.
This 15-year point had a lot of meaning. All of my anniversaries are important to me, but this one was significant because I had been on the street for 15 years. So now I have 15 years clean and in recovery. So praise
wow.
God.
That is such a blessing. My God. You know, your testimony is one that, when I heard your testimony, it not only did it speak of what God will do in what sometimes we think when we look at people on the street or we look at people in their present state, we will totally miss if we're not looking at them through the eyes of the Spirit of what God is able to do. And so when I heard your testimony, I said, this is something that what people need to hear, because we're in a time now where people are losing hope. They don't realize their worth. And I really believe that God has preserved you and been glorified in your life for such a time as this. Can you tell us about your testimony?
Well, in my life, I was raised in the church. My mother was undiagnosed paranoid schizophrenic, and she was in the chronic stages of her mental illness when I was born. I'm the youngest of nine. So I was born into a household where I was physically, emotionally, mentally, and verbally abused. I was also sexually abused by a family member who babysat me, and it was all done in the name of God because my mother was a religious fanatic. So that laid the foundation for the dysfunction that followed me for years. It was just actually me trying to medicate untreated trauma. And so I got introduced to drugs and alcohol at the age of 11. By the age of 11, I actually looked like a grown woman physically. So I was this hurt, wounded little girl in the body of a woman who didn't want anything to do with this God that I had heard about all my life, because I was being abused, and it was being done in the name of God. So I didn't want anything to do with my mother's God. And so, unfortunately, I ended up spending years addicted to drugs and alcohol. Now, I say I was on the street for 15 years, but I used drugs many years longer than 15. That's just how long I was on the street. But so I started using at age 11, and I stopped at age 36. But my real testimony all of my life is a testimony of the grace and the mercy and the redeeming and restoring power of Jesus. But the real testimony is during active addiction, how God revealed himself to me. You know, he says his word will not return void. And even though my mother was a religious fanatic, and I'm not here to cure or to assassinate my mother, she was mentally ill. And I'm a master's level therapist now, so now I understand mental illness and what was going on with my mom. So this is not bashing her. But what happened to me as a child had a great impact on me. The Bible says it does. The Bible says train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when that child is old, he or she will not depart from that path. So unfortunately, because I was raised in a path of abuse and maltreatment, I spent years mistreating myself and allowing others to do so. So when I was on drugs and alcohol, I was not only trying to self-medicate the untreated trauma from my childhood, I was also trying to medicate, self-medicate the recurring trauma from doing an adult reenactment of my childhood script on different sets with different people. And so, but like I said, I grew up in the church. So because my mother was a religious fanatic, she used to make me read the Bible out loud for hours, literally, as a child. She made me memorize passages out of the Bible, long passages, so I could recite them from memory. I was raised in a church that taught the Word, the whole Word, and nothing but the Word. I grew up going to Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, Catherine Kuhlman conferences. And so the Bible says the Word will not return void. Even though it was given to me in the context of abuse and fanaticism, when I was on the street, God revealed himself to me strategically over those 15 years. And I would like to share with you just a couple examples of what I meant that God revealed himself to me. When I first started working the streets, I was green. I didn't know anything about the streets. You know, I was raised in the church. So I got into a car with a gentleman and trying to make some money so I could purchase some drugs. And I didn't know how to read people or any of the rules of the streets. And as soon as we got about a block after he picked me up, he stopped his car and he looked at me and he said, "Today is your lucky day." And I looked at him and I said, "Oh yeah?" I said, "Oh, why?" He said, "Because I'm going to let you get off this car." And right then I saw death in his eyes, and I didn't ask any more questions. I slowly backed up out the car. But as I was standing on the street staring at this car as it pulled away, I could hear in my spirit, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, "All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth." I could hear in my mind, the demons believe and tremble. I could hear in my mind, "Have you considered my servant Job? Yeah, but you got a hedge around them." Of the many times God revealed himself to me, he strategically took time to show me, this is who I am. I'm not that God that was misrepresented to you through the abuse in your childhood. I love you. I don't love your sin, but I love you. So let me give you one more example. I was out, I had been on the streets for years now. I had learned a little more about how to conduct myself and handle myself on the streets. A gentleman picked me up as soon as I got in this car, he said, God told me to pick you up. And I opened the door and started getting back out because I'm trying to make some money. I got a dope habit. I got a monkey on my back. I'm not trying to talk to you, guy. And so he said, he grabbed my arm. He said, I'm going to pay you to listen to me. I don't want anything from you. God told me to pick you up. So I got back in the car. He handed me the money, and he started driving, and he told me his testimony. He said, I used to be a pimp. I used to be on drugs. I used to be on these streets. And he told me how God delivered him, and he's a minister now. And he looked at me, and he said, God loves you, and you don't have to live like this. And so he kept driving, and he started giving me a lecture on how he set up his ministry. He started talking about the building, purchasing the building, and how he started giving me warfare strategies on how to get rid of some spirits that squatting on some property that don't belong to them. Now you have to think of what was going on in this car. This crack-addicted prostitute was getting a didactic on how to set up a ministry. And then when he got through, he pulled over to the curb and let me out and drove away, and I never saw him again. Now, if a person had been driving down Woodward Avenue and saw me walking down the street, I went straight to the dope house. I'm not going to tell you, the light shone from heaven, and I saw the path, and I immediately left. It was a few years after that before I walked away. But if you had saw me at that point, if you didn't believe, and if you didn't have faith, you would think that, oh, all of the prayers that her parents, her mom, my mom and my sisters and them, they were praying for me. They would call TCT and TBN, and they would have people praying for me. They covered me for 15 years. They fasted. They prayed and covered me. If one of them had been riding down the street, and if they had lost faith, they might have saw me in that state and said, oh, it's not working. Oh, my sister's not getting better. But what they would not have understood is your sister, Evangelist Anisha Freeman, just got a lecture on how to set up her ministry. That's what I have in a few years. That is what I meant about the testimony being that God showed me who he was, who he is simultaneously and showing me who the devil is. Because I also got introduced to evil up close and personal. I would be sitting in a crack house. Now, I had the gift of discernment of spirits all my life. And the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. He don't take them back once he gives them to you. He helped me not go crazy by blocking it sometimes so I really couldn't see what I was around. But every now and then, he would drop the veil in the spirit realm right in the middle of the dope house, and I saw evil uncut and up close. So the day, August the 7th of the year 2000, he told me, I was sitting in front of a crack motel, he told me in my spirit, leave now or die here. He said, I'm lifting the grace off you to be here. He said, I have covered you. I have protected you while I revealed myself to you. So I have showed you who I am, and I showed you who the devil is. Now choose you this day who you will serve. And that's when I walked away, and I haven't been back since. It's been 15 years.
My God. My God.
Even when
being brought to you by Kingdom United Ministries Network.
The mission of Kingdom United Ministries Network is to unite, promote, and expand the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the sake of souls. The vision of this ministry can be found within the theme of Matthew 25, verses 33 through 45, which in essence is what you have done to the least of these, you've done to me. We invite you to visit our website at www.kingdomcomenet.com. That is www.kingdomcomenet.com. Through this network of ministry broadcasts and online features, we are touching the world for the kingdom.
Our weekly broadcast, which airs each Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., Dying to be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis, deals with the true process of holy matrimony between a man and a woman and Christ and the church, so they are no longer two but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Matthew 19:6.
Our monthly lineup is the first through the fourth Saturday of each month at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and can be accessed via their web pages listed on the website of Kingdom United Ministry Network. There you will also find previous archives and relative ministry resources.
For our women's ministry, which airs on the first Saturday of the month, we have Naomi's Daughters, hosted by Ambassadors and Women on Fire, Sandra Lewis, Latoya Walker, Kathy Thompson, and Sister Linda Mariah. Stop by Kingdom's Kitchen for inspirational blogs. And visit our sister site, Minister Debbie Miranda's Radiant Tree Productions, LLC, for holistic health and organic skin and hair care products and information. Find us on Facebook.
On the second Saturday is Kingdom Foundational Truths, which is an open conversation of foundational truths that every Christian should know second nature, highlighting the basic principles of Christian faith, while reserving the right to go deeper and prompting open discussion.
On the third Saturday, we have Kept on Campus, which is a ministry that broadcasts serve as a monthly forum for young adults to tune in and discuss what's happening on our campuses, both physically and spiritually. Join the conversation and encourage others to participate as well. Let's talk about what's happening on your campus, in your community, or in your life. Find us on Facebook at https://kept on campus.
And on the fourth Saturday, Kingdom Kids Network. Kingdom Kids Network is our youth ministry and is hosted by Junior Ambassadors Clinton
and Imani. And we are Kingdom Kids. Together, we are reaching our peers, talking about the challenges of our youth and the solutions for Jesus Christ.
Visit our website and view other ministry features and resources, including previous guest websites, Bible resources, blogs, and much, much more. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, visit our expansion and donation page, where a secure donation can be made, or write us and mail in your donation to Kingdom United Ministries Network, P.O. Box 51661, Kalamazoo, Michigan, 49005. If you'd like to be a guest on any of our broadcasts or are led to become a part of this network, send us an email by going to the broadcast page and provide us your contact and ministry information, or send to KUMN at KingdomComeNet.com. Follow us on Blog Talk or send us your email or social media information for regular updates. And as always, you are welcome. I've heard your testimony before, but, you know, every time I hear it, it's like, Ambassador LaToya, do you feel that?
I'm over here on mute, crying and speaking in tongues. I feel it. You know, I love the fact that you are so, I mean, it's just so raw, and it's
yeah.
real. Because
yeah.
For so many years, I think we, as a church, we tried to frown upon certain people because their sins were visible,
mm-hmm.
not realizing that all of us have need for repentance. All of us have faults, and we always are going to fall short of the glory of God, and we can't look down on one sister or one brother because they don't look like they're where they should be or where we think they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And it your testimony in itself just, it gives, I mean, even if you've never been on the streets, it is a testimony for everybody, because
yeah.
it's the same God. We
mm-hmm.
all serve the same God, and He takes care of His children. And if we could just realize that we don't have to walk in fear, we would be in such a better place. We
mm-hmm.
would be owning the businesses that God wants us to own. We would possess
yeah.
the land that He has for us
yeah.
to possess. We would have the things that He wants us to have and have the souls win over that we were sent here to save. And
yeah.
it's like we just have to get out of our own way and let God do what He has to do. But one thing I've also learned from listening to you and being under your ministry is, we have to, when God says to do something, we have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
this is something that we've been talking about here lately for the last couple of months. And He told me just, I think it was about 2-3 weeks ago, and he was telling me, you know, this is a time where when I tell you to do something, you're not going to be able to sit there and contemplate whether or not you're going to do it. You're going to have to get up and move. You're going to have
That's
to
right.
trust me. You're
yeah,
going to have
right.
to do what I tell you to do when I tell you to do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Some of His commands are time sensitive. There,
yeah.
you know, there's, and I believe we're moving into a season, because you see the devil is acting ridiculous. And so we're in a
mm-hmm.
season now where the body of Christ has to move. We have to do those things. It's time out for stretching. I call it stretching. I believe that the Lord has inspired or called me to do it. Just stretch it. The devil not stretching. The devil ain't talking about what he gonna do. He's doing it. His people
mm-hmm.
are doing it. And so the body of Christ has to start handling their business on a whole nother level and for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm. You know, LaToya, you said something very important about the fear that keeps believers, so-called believers, from stretching out and doing what God has said to do. And Sister Anisha, you talked about this on last night. I was listening to your message on last night. You were talking about exposure therapy, which is a technique in behavior therapy intended to treat anxiety disorders. It involves the exposure of the patient to the feared object or context without any danger in order to overcome their anxiety. Can you talk about that?
Yes, and it's also in collaboration with a sermon idea from my series. I've done 11 sermons based on scenes in the movie The Matrix.
Right.
And one of them
mm-hmm.
is entitled, this is a training simulation.
Yep.
And so
mm-hmm.
what the Holy Spirit has done with me, this is bringing me into recovery, is exposure therapy. There was a lot of things that happened to me as a child that the trauma, and it wasn't just the trauma that was so bad. It was the belief system that was transmitted by the trauma. See, what I do now, they call me the locksmith. I make
mm-hmm.
keys for people who are locked up in their mind. That's my calling. That's my assignment for the body of Christ. I specialize in psychological warfare. And so a lot of this fear that people in the body of Christ suffer from are not conscious fear. The Bible says the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers. How do you blind a man? The best way to blind a man is to put some in their unconscious. The Bible also told us what Satan's number one strategy is. He's a liar and the father of all lies and everything that is false. The name of the cognitive restructuring and resocialization program that the Holy Spirit downloaded to me through me is entitled The Lies That Bind, The Legacy of the Locks. Because, see, if knowing the truth will set you free, it must be a lie that has you bound. That's implied theology. So a lot of people in the body of Christ are afraid. They suffer with fear, and they don't consciously know how to articulate what they're afraid of. It's just that if God says do ABC, they don't do ABC. They have this fear that stops them from doing ABC. So whatever the fear is, it's being produced by a lie. Satan is telling them something that's the opposite of something in the Word of God, okay? So if God says, open this building, it would have to believe, let me list some of the lies, some of the common lies that I call from my clients' assessments. I do a formative years assessment where I call people's unconscious belief system that was created during the formative years. That's why they call them the formative years. That's when your unconscious mind is programmed. The brain is developed, the mind is programmed by how you're treated and what you observe. So a lot of people have this fear that something bad is going to happen. They have, that's a lie. That's a lie that's embedded in their unconscious mind because they grew up in an environment where either something bad happened pretty regularly or someone always cautioned them that something bad was going to happen. And so the Bible tells us that, behold, I in Luke 10:19, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. So if I believe something bad is going to happen, and after God has told me to do ABC, so I don't do ABC because I believe something bad is going to happen, I don't believe Luke 10:19. So even though I quote Luke 10:19, it may be posted. I may have it posted on my house in a frame with little pictures, little flowers around the picture. If I don't do what God told me to do out of fear, then in that area, I'm an unbeliever, and I'm suffering from the blind man syndrome. That's why people don't do what God, that's where the fear comes from. Most of the lies that have people bound is buried in their unconscious mind. That's a strategy right there. I'm not trying to give the devil any glory, but he came up with a good strategy. Had the lies in their unconscious mind. So as an adult, all I got to do is trigger a lie. They don't even know they're there, and I can control them with it. That's voodoo. God told me when I was on the street, he put it in my spirit, and I said it out loud. I had no idea what I was saying. He said, I'm going to use you to undo voodoo. So I've always thought voodoo was the people in the forest, in the woods, shaking chickens and dancing around a fire. He has showed me since I studied psychology, no, voodoo is someone figuring out what belief system has been buried in your unconscious mind, and they do and say things to activate that belief system to control you. That's why people don't do what they need to do in the body of Christ.
Wow.
They suffer from the blind mind syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
They add up.
Ooh, that is so powerful. What you just said, that was the revelation that God gave me on the morning of our last Naomi's Daughters, where he said our belief systems guides our thoughts. Our thoughts lead to our words, and those words then create the lies that we have. Based on what you believe. It's just like what you said. It's not what you say and how many times you have things up there, but it's what you really believe, whatever has been formed in you. And I gave an illustration on the last Naomi's Daughters where God gave me the revelation of a fear pattern that I had developed in my life, and it had become a mechanism for self-sabotage. And it occurred, as you said, in the formative years when I was about 3 years old. it came right at the same time I was listening to your teaching on this Matrix series, and which is just dynamic. And I would advise anybody, if you have not heard these teachings, and that the one that you were talking about, the training simulation, as I was preparing for this interview, I was listening to that this morning because that was one I didn't get to hear live. The thing that that he was showing me about that is that during that time, a trigger happened. And at the same time I was listening to your teaching and that revelation came to me, I was also listening to an audio book by Tony Robbins called Awakening the Giant Within, where he also talks about retelling your story, how we've all told ourselves a story, and we know that it's not so much we have told the story, but that seed of deceit has been planted in us during the formative years by something that triggered that thing or that action, and we have believed the lie, that lie that had been planted. And so therefore we have to go back and to the place that we were in before the lie took root. God has birthed a dynamic ministry in you. Now, your website is www.anishaconsulting.com. Your consultant services offer a variety of training and products for organizations. You have training products that are offered in two formats, the non-religious, the secular, and the faith-based, which is spiritual. And what I love about your trainings are that they are bilingual.
Yes.
And
yes.
In that, I mean that you teach both to the unplugged as well as to the plugged. Can you talk about that?
Yes. I work in the secular industry, in the human service industry. That's the field I'm assigned to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also an evangelist. And so the Holy Spirit directed me to go to school when I got off drugs. So I have an associate's degree in computer technology. I have a bachelor's degree in business. I have a master's degree in business administration. I have a master's degree in social work. And I'm a certified alcohol and drug counselor. All of my degrees are summa cum laude, because the Spirit of Truth went to school with me. And and the Holy Spirit told me that my life was going to be a testament against the human service industry, because I was one of the people that had been wrote off by that industry as incorrigible. And so he said, your GPA is going to be a testimony against them. And I'm going to give you a program that's going to address a lot of the dysfunction in the industry. So what I do in my secular program is I do a variety of things. I'm now more like into training mode. I have a few private clients that I see, but now I'm training other service providers in the program methodology that the Holy Spirit downloaded through me that I've been in the secular industry for the past 11 years. So I've contracted with drug courts, sobriety courts, and various other programs where I've done my cognitive restructuring and resocialization program with adult and youth populations. Now I'm more or less in the training mode, training other service providers, other therapists in how to use this program. But I'm still delivering the 12-week spiritual version of my program because I've done the secular version of my program for years, but I've only done the spiritual version of that program the last 2 years. And so what I do is I introduce people to the lies that were buried in their unconscious mind. So it's one thing to know the truth, but I saw a quote on Facebook one day that says, before the truth can set you free, you need to know what lie has you bound.
Ooh.
So a lot of the lies that have people bound, they don't know what they are. So I'm going to church, and I'm hearing truth. It's being deposited in me. Some of it is resonating. And I'm getting some level of freedom. But the Bible didn't say some. The Bible says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. So what I did was I accidentally downloaded a weapon of warfare. That's what the lies that bind is. And the Bible tells us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So I downloaded this program through the Holy Spirit. And I have several manuals, but the main manual that I train people with is 410 pages. The Holy Spirit wrote that program. All of us can do that. We all, for whatever field we're assigned to, some people are assigned to the criminal justice field. Some people are assigned to the medical field. Some people are assigned to the food and nutrition field. Whatever field we are assigned to, the Bible says, work your field. And so God will give you methodologies, ideologies, strategies that the world could just... people are amazed at this program. The secular world is amazed at it. I present at conferences. I present at universities. I do training. And people sit there with their mouth open because the Holy Spirit wrote it. But he wrote it in a format that I can deliver in the secular industry. Everybody not coming to church.
Exactly.
So God will do that for any of us, but it's truth. It's truth and it's light. So let me give you just a couple more examples of a couple of lies that is keeping the body of Christ from operating at full capacity. We are having an impact, but we're not having the type of impact that we can have if we weren't tied up. Because the Bible told you that one of the strategies we're supposed to be using, we're supposed to be tying up the devil. But he didn't flip the script on us and using that strategy to tie us up. Because the Bible, Jesus said, told us that, hey, you can't rob a person's house unless you go in first and tie up the strong man. So Satan was like, ooh, I like that strategy. That's why God told me to name the program The Lies That Bind. So he got a bunch of people tied up with these lies, even in the body of Christ. And we're supposed to be salt and light, but a lot of people are in an unsavory soft state, or they're a light under a bush because of the lies. Two of the lies that turn people into instant unsavory salt is being different is unacceptable, and you're at the mercy of other people's decisions. Let me add one more. And your value as a person is connected to the approval of others. So I wrote an article for my column a while back entitled The Unsavory Salt Recipe. How do you get unsavory salt? You mix a little being different is unacceptable with you're at the mercy of other people's decisions with your value is connected to the approval of others. Bam, you got instant unsavory salt.
Wow.
Those lies are in the unconscious mind. People wouldn't come up to you and say, hey, I believe I'm at the mercy of your decisions. I believe being different is unacceptable. I believe my value as a person is connected on whether or not you approve of me. Those are unconscious lies.
Wow.
And I had the pleasure of being able to purchase your manuals and the cards and your book. And I tell you what, you know, when I got it, because the Lord, it was after, I think it was probably the second service you may have done, second or third, and the Lord was like, I want you to get that set. And I got it, and I'm like, well, Lord, what am I supposed to do, you know, do with it? At that time, I'm like, I don't really, you know, I'm not really teaching anybody. But he told me, he said, first of all, you can use it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Secondly, he said, I want you to take that and you make sure you read through it and you teach it to your children so that as they grow, they're not bound by some of the same lies that you believe and that other people have believed.
Wow.
Yes. Yes, you have the workbooks. The manual is only available through a 5-day training for people who are working in the human service field. You have the workbook, I believe, entitled The 100 Most Commonly Seen Unconscious Lies and the Keys to the Locks.
Yes,
and
that's it.
It comes with a set of the 100 most commonly seen lies on 4x7 cards with the lie on the front and the truth on the back. It's for us. You know, I have to fight the lies. It was over 150 lies buried into my unconscious mind. So all of the hundreds that is in your sack, same programs as those into me during the formative years, through all of the trauma that I went through, and some other lies that's not even in the common stack. And so the Holy Spirit, he's been systematically totally delivering me from them. So now I'm able to spot activation stimuli. Sometimes a lie can get activated by the facial expression, a vocal tone, a voice inflection, a body language. That's what he meant by voodoo. Because when I read up on psychology and neurology, what I learned was that when a belief system is buried in your unconscious mind, it's not only the belief that's put there, it's like a capturing mm-hmm. program. It captures the facial expression, vocal tone, mm-hmm. voice inflection, body language of the people who transmitted the lie to you. And it also captures the emotion that you experienced during that time. They're all coded and stored together. So years later, all Satan got to do is send somebody to use a certain vocal tone, voice inflection, body language, and it will activate that particular lie that he wants to activate to control you, to shut you down, to keep you from doing something, to keep you from speaking up.
Yes.
And so what happens is, once you know the lies, once you know the lies, now when I hear truth, and truth is all around us. We go to church, we hear truth. There's truth on billboards. There's truth in commercials. You can see truth in a cartoon. There's truth everywhere, but there's also lies. But once you know what specific lies have you bound, you got the following system for the truth. So now when I go to church, and my pastor, also Pastor Joel Brooks Jr., when he speaks, it's like, and I'm writing down almost everything he said, because when he speaks, every truth that he has, there's a filing system of lies that Satan is using, used in the past to control me, that's trying to steal control of me, or that I see control in others. I have a place to put that truth. And I hear truth. I hear Joyce Myers. I hear T.D. Jakes. I hear somebody else talking truth. They can say something, I'll be, that's going to address that being different is unacceptable lie.
Right.
That goes in the file with that you're at the mercy of other people's decision lie. I have put so much truth in those files that there's no more room for the lie to live there in that slot. So the lie has to move. It has to go away. Then that's when I become free indeed. I have put I have superimposed so much truth over that lie till the lie disappear.
You know,
when I'm free indeed.
That's it. It is so much. I tell you, I know that we cannot get all of this on one call, but I tell you, as you're speaking, I'm hearing the lesson about the encoding and decoding, and what you're just saying about the lies, being able to address the lie and flip that lie with the truth, and how when the lie was planted, you will respond to people's vocal tones and all of these things by the lie that was initially placed there. It's so many things that you have said here. And I know that everybody won't be able to get to your sessions, But how can they get your book? How can they get you to come and maybe do a teaching session with them? How can people get a hold of you?
Well, my website, which has a contact page where it says contact us, and you can send me a request through the contact us page, is AnishaConsulting.com. Anisha is spelled A-N-N-E-S-H-I-A. AnishaConsulting.com. So people can send me a request. I can also be contacted through my email at afreeman@anishaconsulting.com.
Okay.
I have a store page on my website that offers my books and some of my CDs. Mm-hmm. My church, Christian Life Center, also known as the Stones Church in Kalamazoo, Michigan, they have several of my series there available in their bookstore. So they have all of the Matrix. I've done 11 sermons based on scenes in the movie The Matrix. Mm-hmm. I have done a series entitled Thy Will Be Done on Earth that has 4 messages in it. And then I've done a 7 sermon series just on the lies that are also available through the bookstore at Christian Life Center in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Wonderful. I read the scripture, and I thought about you as I was preparing for this interview, because your testimony and the things that, just a snippet of what both Ambassador LaToya and I have gleaned from your ministry, were just apparent in this passage. But I'm going to read from a very familiar passage in Romans 8:28-30. And I'm reading from the Amplified. We are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to his design and purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he whom he was aware and loved beforehand, he also destined from the beginning, foreordaining them to be molded into the image of his Son and share inwardly his likeness, that he might become the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom he thus foreordained, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified, acquitted, made righteous, putting them into right standing with himself. And those whom he justified, he also glorified, raising them to a heavenly dignity and condition or state of being.
Yes.
Sister Anisha, it has truly been an honor, a privilege, and I tell you, my spirit is full right now, and I believe Ambassador LaToya will say the same.
Yes, absolutely.
It is just such an honor to have had you and to share this time with us. We just thank God for you, and I know if you are anywhere in the Kalamazoo area or Grand Rapids area, or you want Sister Anisha to come and bless your congregation, your group, and you heard her, she doesn't just do the Christian format, but she does the secular as well. If you are interested in getting her, go to her website, and if you and also you can visit her page at the www.kingdomcomenet.com website, our Kingdom United Ministries website, and just click on her name on the Naomi's Daughters page, and you'll be able to go to her page there as well. But Sister Anisha, again, we thank you so much for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. It was an honor and a privilege.
While you slept, the promise was unkept, but your faith was as sure as the stars. Now you're free, and the world has come to see just how proud and beautiful you are. Fly, butterfly, sail across the sun.
We so appreciate you joining us for this broadcast this morning. I really pray that you were blessed by what you heard, and I would really recommend go back, listen to this broadcast over and over again, because it was so much information, so much good stuff that was provided for you that you're not going to get it in one sitting. So go back, listen to it, share it over and over again. Go to Anisha's page and get more information about how to contact her if you're interested in getting her to come to something that you're having. If you want to get in on one of her seminars, get in it. You really want to take advantage of this. God has richly blessed us with this information, so it's up to us to really get all we can out of it. I so appreciate you joining us this morning, and I just want to give credit to the music that you heard periodically through the broadcast. We started off with Yolanda Adams, Show Me. Also from Yolanda Adams, Someone Watching Over You. You also heard Kiki Shears, Free, as well as the vocal of Free. Also an instrumental of Black Butterfly. You are also hearing Denise Williams, Black Butterfly. Thank you again for joining us. We'll be here again next month, as the Lord wills. God bless you.